Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And I just wanted to touch base with you really quickly today and let you know what's going on in our ministry. The Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word. And that's what we're trying to do, both in churches, other venues as well, but also here online on sermonaudio.com as we've begun this new outreach during the pandemic shutdown, and obviously want to continue it and build on this opportunity that the Lord has given to us, that He allowed us to introduce at this time. Paul told Timothy, of course, preach the word and be ready in season and out of season. And it still seems a little bit, doesn't it, like we're sort of out of season. We have some open dates on our calendar and some dates that are tentative because of course, all the uncertainty that is all about us in the culture with regard to what is going to happen, what are we going to be allowed to do in terms of returning to a regular schedule here after these shutdowns over the COVID-19 pandemic. So we do have some open dates. So that's one issue I wanted to make you aware of. If your church would like to have us come to present our ministry and represent the Friends of Israel and talk about all the important things that we focus on, we'd love to be there. We are willing to be there. We will be there if you want us to come, Lord willing, if we can make it work. So please feel free to give me a call, 608-566-5440. Or you can email me at pscharf@foi.org. Or you can contact me through, of course, my Facebook page, facebook.com/psharf.foi. You can even contact me directly here on my page on sermonaudio.com. You see the tab right at the very top of the page, Contact, and that will both allow you to contact me, and it will give you my information as well. So we'd love to hear from you, and please pray for us. We had our first weekend back out last weekend. This weekend being Father's Day, we did not have anything on our schedule, and then we've had at least one church that has postponed a planned meeting because of ongoing concerns about the coronavirus. So please pray for us, and again, if there's some way we can minister to you, your church, your Sunday school class, your small group, your home Bible study, your home church, whatever it is, please give us a call or contact me. I wanted to mention that we are busy on Wednesday nights, and Lord willing, will be through much of the rest of the year. We've begun going over to Calvary Bible Fellowship in the greater Madison area to present a summer series on Wednesday nights on the nations in Bible prophecy. And that has been a great joy to begin these first 2 weeks. We're looking forward to continuing in that. And our schedule does pick up, but pray for us because, again, there are still some measure of uncertainty out there as to how to plan, what to plan, and what people are thinking on their end. And so just pray for us, please, if you would. And, again, don't be bashful if we can come and minister in your neck of the woods. I wanted to just say just a quick word also about things going on here on my page on sermonaudio.com. I wanted to apologize that I am behind in posting the online Bible study. I'm working on the next installment to get that out here as quickly as possible and to pick back up with that again. We've had a few extra challenges recently, as well as being back on the road in these times that I've mentioned. And so I've fallen a little bit behind, although there's plenty of studies there for you to go back through if you're not caught up with us, and certainly encourage you to look at those or any of the other material I've already posted. But we will be picking back up with the online Bible study, and eventually that will find a home at a specific time in the week. Right now I'm just posting them as I am able and trying to post them as quickly as I'm able, although right now, as I said at the moment, I'm a little behind. Of course, I have my weekly column. It releases on Thursday at 8 p.m., and I'm thankful for sharperiron.org, running most of those as well. I believe I have one other outlet that is going to pick that up, but I'm going to wait to announce that until I am sure how and when they're running it, and can really thank them for doing that. But if you know of another way that we might get the word out through that column, whether it's through a church bulletin, a church website, a school, a home Bible study group, a small group, a media outlet, even a newspaper, or a other type of news source, or just some other website, I'd love to hear from you. Any ideas that you have, especially if you really have the ability to see it placed somewhere, I would really love to hear from you about that. I hope you're enjoying reading and listening to my weekly column. Then we have the Sunday sermon that comes out every Saturday at 5 p.m. We're currently going through the book of Daniel. Encourage you to continue to join us for those. I have also started a new feature on weekends when we're out representing the Friends of Israel. I'm going to try to do a Sunday preview and talk about what's coming up that weekend here on a short audio. I've also started a series of short messages that I'm calling Signs of the Times. These won't appear on any regular basis, but just as warranted, I'll put together these talks about things that are happening in the culture, and have a couple of those posted. Also, we have interviews on Israel. If you haven't yet watched the first installment in that series with Dr. Woodrow Kroll, please go back and make use of that. If you find it valuable, please share it with your friends. Send them an email with a link. Send it on Facebook. However you can get it out to people, spread the word. We'd love to have you do that, okay? And the next interview on Israel, I'm almost ready to introduce my next guest. And Lord willing, that interview will be posting on Monday, June 29th, on the final Monday of the month. That's going to be my time for right now, Lord willing. And I'll try to do more in the way of promoting my schedule of guests. But as we just get started right now, I'm going to just tell you specifically about the next one. And I'll be releasing that information soon, Lord willing. So we have all of those things available for you and other things to come that I'll talk about in future updates. But I just wanted to bring these things to you right now. Thank you for listening. I don't take for granted for one moment anyone who takes the time to join me here on sermonaudio.com and listen to the resources I provide and the content I produce. Friends, there are hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of choices that you have and things calling for your attention from every possible angle. And so if you're joining me to listen to the things that I provide here, I am honored, I am thrilled, I appreciate you. I thank you for listening, and I just want to stay in contact and keep in touch. And if there's any way that we can serve you or help you or pray for you, please let me know. Well, thanks for listening to this short update, dear friend. May God bless you this weekend, and especially tomorrow on the Lord's Day. May He guide you and give you every blessing. Thanks for listening.